Hey, there. Hang on, let me get organized here. Jason Hotelin.
That's correct.
HOTALEN. All right. And right now you are what?
In terms of rank?
Yeah.
First Lieutenant. That's 1ST, capital LT.
Right.
No spaces in between.
And with the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment?
That's correct.
At Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Are you at Camp Lejeune right now?
I am.
All right. Jason, when did you go into the military?
I joined the Marine Corps in 2004.
2004. And did you graduate from Stevens County High School?
I did.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated Stevens County High School in 2004. Then I enlisted in the Marine Corps in December 2004. And then later on, I graduated from Tocoa Falls College in 2010. So I was enlisted first, then returned to college, and commissioned out of Tocoa Falls College.
Were you still in the military and the Marines when you went to TFC?
I was.
Were you raised in Tocoa?
I was not. I was raised overseas. My parents are missionaries in Africa. They live in Tocoa now.
Who are your parents?
Stan and Connie Hodlin.
C-O-N-N-I-E?
That's correct.
So were you raised in Africa?
I was. I lived there until I was 17 years old. Then I came back to Tocoa to live with my grandparents to finish high school.
Are your grandparents from Tocoa?
They are.
Who are they?
Bud and Jean Hodlin. J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N. What was the grandfather's name?
Bud. B-U-D. Or actually, his name is William.
William. Was it people know him more as William?
Or? They'd know him more as Bud.
Bud. I just put William quotes Bud. And, so you came back here when you were 17, and that would put you as what, a senior or junior?
Junior.
Senior. What was it like growing up in Africa?
It was different. It was exciting. At times. Really, I don't really have much of a frame of reference to compare it to because that's all I knew. I didn't grow up here. But got to do a lot of things and experience a lot of things that you normally would not growing up in the States. Experience a lot of different cultures and see, different ways of life. Saw a lot of war over there. It's a pretty war-torn region of the world. But...
What area of Africa?
We lived in both Congos, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Lived there for 12 years, and then across the river in the Republic of the Congo. We lived there for the last five.
What was There's the Democratic and there's the Republic of the Congo.
Mm-hmm. The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yeah.
Capital city is Kinshasa. That's the large one. It's right in the middle. And then right next to it is a smaller country, the Republic of the Congo.
Let's see, Jared sent me here, it says that you have responded to different crises in the world.
Me personally?
Yeah.
I served in Iraq in 2006 and 2007. I have been deployed to the Pacific. And then currently I'm serving as Assistant Logistics Officer for 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines.
Currently serving as what?
Assistant Logistics Officer.
Assistant Logistics Officer. For the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine?
Yes.
Can you tell me some confrontations that you've been involved in?
Some confrontations?
Yeah. Some situations that it had to deal with some sort of conflict.
I served in Iraq, so we we did our fair share of stuff over there. More recently, I was in the when I was in the Pacific, I was involved in training exercises in the Philippines, mainland Japan, Okinawa. I'm not going to get too specific about Iraq or, I guess, conflict. But more recently, now we were probably the story that you heard about, or the reporter that originally interviewed me was, we were assigned as the CONUS Base Alert Force, so basically a crisis response force base here in the United States. And we were taking part in a drill as part of that, getting ready to deploy at short notice to any part of the world to respond to crises.
Okay. Let's see. Who else interviewed you?
What's that?
Who else interviewed you?
I was interviewed by a Marine reporter.
Oh, okay.
During part of that, and then shortly thereafter, he contacted me saying that that someone else was looking for an interview or looking to interview me from Tocoa.
Oh, okay. Taking part of a drill and getting ready to deploy to crisis in any part of the world. What's that like?
It's kind of our bread and butter as Marines. As Marines, we pride ourselves in being America's 911 response force. So if anything happens anywhere in the world, one of our mottos is first to fight. So we are typically the ones who are the first ones to go in. We can respond anywhere in the world within, a matter of hours to days. We can have, a war-fighting presence ready to deal with contingencies, whether they be disaster relief, tsunami relief in the case of the South Pacific, earthquake relief, evacuating American citizens from war zones, or if the president requires, an actual application of force for any reason, we're prepared to do that as well. So we can react very quickly and deploy very quickly to respond to a broad spectrum of crises and contingencies anywhere in the world.
How do you train for that kind of thing?
We are always training. The Marines are always training. You train for worst-case scenarios. You start with the basics, and you train towards being able to do full-on kinetic warfare. And if you are able to do, you know, if you're ready and trained to do kinetic warfare, then it's just taking those basic skills, which are really the blocking and tackling of warfighting or of tactics, and then scaling them down a bit and adding certain other training to other specific skills in terms of cultural skills, cultural awareness, being able to do evacuations, set up hasty defenses, set up personnel control centers, things like that. It's very intensive, and to train for a variety of missions is very time intensive and resource intensive. So the Marines, they train a lot. They're in the field every week. They're, you know, doing rehearsals over and over and over again, even down to the very simple things of training how to actually get our gear packed up and loaded up and shipped out in a very condensed timeline. It's things that we do rehearsals over and over and over again until we're ready. So.
You mentioned skills. Are y'all trained for the same skills, or do you have people that are specialized?
Well, every Marine is first and foremost a rifleman. So we are our birthplace, our roots really are, we are the infantry, or we used to be the infantry of the Navy. And one of our primary roles enduring missions is to fight the land battles that are necessary to win a naval campaign. So every Marine is first and foremost an infantryman, a rifleman. So above anything else, I mean, looking back in our history, time and time again, in different battles, you have Marine cooks and Marine mechanics and Marine truck drivers who stop what they're doing and they take their machine guns and they go and fight and they win. So that's our first job. And every Marine officer is first and foremost a rifle platoon commander with the skills and ability to lead Marines in combat and fight. And then after that, our secondary jobs are our specialties. So we do have Marines with the specialty of infantry, and that's really all they do every day is train towards that end. And then we have other Marines who are logisticians. We have truck drivers. We have mechanics. We have cooks. We have bulk fuel specialists. We have combat engineers who specialize in demolitions and assault, as well as building bridges and roads. So those are the different, I mean, there's a whole gamut of individual special jobs that Marines have. But above and beyond anything else, the first thing that every Marine is a warrior and a fighter. And we are very adamant about that.
Do the Marines train for those secondary jobs?
They do. So every Marine goes through 3 months of boot camp where they undergo the transformation from a civilian into being a Marine and a warrior. And during that time, one of the main skills that kind of identifies Marines is our marksmanship abilities. Every Marine qualifies with a rifle up to 500 yards. So every Marine who wears the Eagle Globe and Anchor has that ability to engage enemies out to 500 yards, which is a pretty significant distance. And historically, that has made a big difference in battles that we fought. After boot camp, they then go on to they go to School of Infantry, and they either go through specific infantry training battalion for Marines that will be their specialty, or they go to a condensed version of infantry training where they learn basic infantry skills and how to be a basic rifleman first. Then after that, for non-infantry Marines, they will then go to a military occupational specialty school or an MOS school, and that's where they will learn. And those range anywhere from, you know, 1 month to several months to a year or more, depending on what specialty they have, and they learn how to do their specific job.
As assistant logistics officer now, what does that entail for you?
Well, logistics in the Marine Corps, logistics is the science of the movement and maintenance of forces. So our job is to enable the force to project power as well as to sustain that combat power. So it involves it's a very broad field. It involves the movement of forces, the scheduling of forces, the sustainment of forces, so making sure that they have all the supplies they need. It covers maintenance. It covers engineering. Basically, when the Marine Corps puts a force in the fight, we keep that force fighting, and we move it where it needs to go when it needs to be there. We make sure that our vehicles are working and fixed when they break, the weapons are working, the ammunition, supplies, fuel, everything is there to continue the fight so that the force doesn't basically outpace itself.
How intensive was that part of the training that you had to go through to learn that?
I went to a school. First of all, for officers, we go to the equivalent of boot camp. As enlisted Marine, obviously, I went to boot camp first and then served my time as enlisted Marine. Then to become an officer, you go to officer candidate school, which is basically the screening process for officers. And those who make it through, there's actually a pretty high attrition rate. Those who make it through that will then be commissioned upon completing college. After that, they go to 6 months. Every Marine officer goes to 6 months of schooling called the basic school or the basic officer course, and that is where they learn how to be a, one, they learn leadership. That's the Marine Corps' premier leadership school, as well as they learn how to be a provisional rifle platoon commander. And after that, for logistics officers, we go to a three-month school where we learn logistics. And pretty intensive, pretty time-consuming. As I said, it's a very broad field, so you have to learn a lot, and you have to cover down a lot, and then you get to your unit, and you keep learning.
Would you classify yourself as a career Marine?
I would. Yes, I would. I've been in for almost 10 years now. So I'm going to stick around as long as the Marine Corps wants to keep me.
Yeah. What made you decide to become a Marine?
A lot of factors contribute to that. Among them are, as I mentioned before, saw a lot of war and a lot of bad situations in Africa, and the Marines on several occasions were instrumental in coming to actually help evacuate my family out of harm's way, out of certain war zones. So I was very impressed at a young age with the fact that these men were willing to lay their lives on the line and ready to die for me and for my family, even though they didn't know us. But simply because we were Americans, they were ready to do that for us. And that from a young age made me fiercely patriotic. So growing up, I always had aspirations of being a Marine. And then the war kicked off back in 2003. And, I felt I needed to do my part and give back to the country. So.
That gives me enough to work with. You got anything else you would like to say?
I do not. No, that's it.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you for your time. I think Jared's supposed to be sending us some pictures.
Who's that?
Jared Alexander, the media relations specialist.
Uh-huh.
I think he's supposed to be sending us some pictures.
Pictures of what?
Of... gosh, I don't know, a view or something. Let's see. I'll just keep touching base with him and seeing about getting those.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Not
Thanks
a problem.
For your service.
That's my pleasure.
Talk to you later.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Bye.